I was fast asleep. And in my dreams, I heard you calling my name. Are you sleeping, kitty? You asked. You've been thinking about being inside of me all day. And I felt as you got up and peeled the blanket down my back, exposing my ass and my backside to you. While my face lay in the pillow, still fast asleep. And I felt as you gently touched my thighs and spread them. You brought your fingertips to your mouth to wet them. And then you brought them to my pussy. You just couldn't help it, could you? I just looked so pretty laying there. Peacefully asleep, while you slowly sink your cock into me. You don't know what came over you. You started thrusting deeper and deeper into me, letting me adjust to your size, and still going slow, letting my body relax into every inch of you as I slept so you wouldn't wake me up. And I lay there still, but in my dream, I just felt nothing but pleasure. You whisper that I take your cock so well. And I'm such a good girl even when I'm asleep. Especially when I'm asleep because I'm so helpless. I can't push back or be a brat. All I can do is just lie there and take your cock. You were just on a trip, so I understand how badly you wanted to come home and take me as soon as you walked in the door, and then pound that needy pussy over me. I know you've been thinking about it all week. I know it drove you crazy. All the photos and videos that I sent you. You were sharing a hotel room with a friend, so you couldn't really do much about it. I teased you and taunted you every night. And I let you listen to the sounds of me coming every night. You've got all this cum saved up for me, don't you? I'm gonna be so mad when I wake up and find out that I was asleep for that. But maybe that's a little bit of punishment. For having teased you all week. And for making myself come without you. But even while I'm asleep, I love the idea of you breeding me. I feel you slap your cock on my ass. I can feel the wetness from my cunt coating your cock and splashing onto my ass even when I'm sleeping. You tell me to wake up so that I can feel your cum leaking out of me. And then for me to wake you up after you go to sleep, that way you can fuck it back into me. You're getting close. You're getting louder. But I don't wake up when you flip me over from my front onto my back. You push my legs up so that you can get nice and deep into me. So that you can admire my peaceful face. Totally rested and relaxed as you continue to fuck me hard. And I let out a whimper. And you laugh. You laugh that I whimper even when I'm sleeping. I can't help it. I can feel your cock twitching inside of me, and I can tell you're about to come. Please come. I might not be able to say it, but I'm begging for it. I'm begging for your release. And even though I don't make any movements in front of you as I sleep, I'm about to come in my dream. You come inside of me. And we climax together. You, as you fuck my sleeping body. And me in my dream. And I won't know it until the morning, but you make a fucking mess. I And you sit back and you stare down at me. And you drag your fingers through my hair and push it out of my face. And you drag your thumb across my lips and part them. You lean down and you plant the lightest of kisses against my mouth. And you straighten up and bring your eyes lower. And you look at my pussy and wait a couple moments until you see the first bead of your cum slowly drip out. You lean down again. You bring your tongue to my pussy and you swipe it up to my clit, tasting yourself. Your cum mixed with my pussy juices. And my body twitches when you get to my clit. And you decide maybe you'll continue that in the morning once I wake up. But for now, you plant another gentle kiss on my lips. And you throw the covers back onto both of us. Pull me into you.